Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk to Father Dolan about
Yeah, Father Michael Dolan from Northwest Catholic joining us here on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Good morning, Father.
Nice to hear from you, gentlemen, again. This is great in our 60th year. We have Coach Lenz is doing a great job with the football program, but we started off our 60th last week. Archbishop came, cut the ribbon, starting off a new entranceway and a new learning center, addressing any issues the kids might have. So it's been very, very good. Great energy in the school.
So now when you do improvements, do you fundraise on your own, or is it only from the Archdiocese? Like, how does that work?
Oh, no, we fundraise on the own. We have golf tournaments. We have everything. We have an Oktoberfest coming from October.
Yes.
17.
Okay.
Well, we have one German exchange student, so in honor of her, we're going to do that.
Any excuse.
In the front yard.
Nice.
What is one to be? Are you going to have like polka bands and stuff like that?
I'm not quite sure. I could call New Britain. They have plenty of polka bands down there.
Well, they do. You can find somebody, I'm sure. Freddie Sturr or whatever his name is. Okay, so what else has been going on? Because we did talk, you're right, it is again. But how does this proceed now? Is it doing well? Is it an entire year? What are we doing?
That's the entire year. So on Saturday, we tried to combine something. We took the sophomores out because they had their year undercover last year with COVID. So we went on a hike up Highline Tower. And at 9:28, we stopped and we prayed and we said the Pledge of Allegiance, and the other hikers stopped. And they're quite taken with it. And students, they loved it. They were out. They got to meet each other. No face masks. And I ran into Matt Fitzsimons from Grace Academy, which is one of our feeder schools. So some of their graduates were on the hike. So it was a great opportunity, a mountaintop experience for all of us.
That's a fun hike. It's not too hard, but
nope.
Yeah, I tried it once. Believe it or not,
tried it. Up and, you didn't make it.
I made it. I made it. Okay. I regretted it, but yeah, I made it. You know, that's a heck of a climb there.
Hey, how's it been with the start of school? I mean, obviously as a private school, you can sort of have a little bit more ability to do what you think is best without having to deal with, you know, the town and the government and so on and so forth. But how has it been the start of the school year?
Fine. We're very strict. Our vice principal is a chemistry major, so she adheres to everything that comes down from the health department. So it's very safe. But it's more casual. We have more outside rooms, courtyards, and tents outside, and mask breaks. But the kids are calmer. They're not as intense, and the regulations aren't as strict. So,
well, you know, I was curious. The outdoor, I mean, I was hoping that the outdoor classroom, you know,
that was a
concept
great thing.
Would stick around.
Yeah, you know, it's better for them. They all look like poetry majors laying on the lawn. it's fine.
No, it is. I mean, it's a nice break for kids, and it's actually something that's become more prevalent of late, I think because of COVID, I guess. Well, one of the good things.
It's terrific. We have a number of exchange students, Germany, Portugal, Brazil, Vietnam, China, and they come in, and it's a chance for the kids just to have that happenstance of meeting and discovering a diversity in a new way. And they're used to alternative ways of learning, so they're kind of like they don't know what a Catholic school is yet, but they seem to like it. They keep coming back.
Hey, you mentioned just in passing a moment ago the feeder schools.
Yes.
I mean, how many – all right – of your student body, how many went to feeder schools, Catholic undergrad? How many?
I would say, let's see, that's a great question. I would say probably 50%.
So in other words, if I'm going to a public school and I want to take advantage of a Catholic education, you still got a pretty good chance.
Oh, yeah, certainly. No, we're open to all. We have lots of kids transferring from to sophomore year. They'd gone to other schools, even other private schools, and came to ours, which is not to speak ill of the others, but it's a different style education. It's only about 2,000 years old. It's worked pretty well.
We're talking with Father Michael Dolan from Northwest Catholic, of course, celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. In terms of enrollment, we touched on it briefly, and we've talked about it, how some of these private day schools really saw stronger enrollment in the peak of the pandemic because they were in person when a lot of public schools weren't. Have you been able to sustain that strength of enrollment in terms of retention?
Yes, we did. Went from 430 to 460 this year, and we still graduated a class of 114. So we're very strong. I'm very encouraged. I'm very grateful.
Is there a point where you have too many kids? Like, in, you know, like there is obviously, I know with residential schools you can't because you can't, you can't, you know, house them. But do you have a max limit that you could do, or your ratios would be out of whack?
I've talked to my predecessor. The optimum level would be 500 kids, but they've had 800. And that, I don't know how they got through the hallways, but they did it. But those are the days. The population was larger back then, too.
Well, because you are a Catholic school, so certainly faith plays a part.
Oh, sure.
How active is, I mean, how big a component is, you know, the catechism, so on and so forth?
Oh, well, what they do is each kid has a religion class every day, and they go, it's very nice because they can talk about morality, not just this is what the church teaches, but this is why the church teaches this. And they have to have a good reason to believe. If it doesn't make sense, they won't buy it. If it makes sense, they're like, oh, okay, this is very demanding. And we can unpack it. I only went to public schools, and we couldn't talk about those things. I remember having a Catholic teacher saying, we can't talk about that, Michael. Sit down. But, you know, which is unfortunate, but we had the opportunity to have the conversation here about those things that matter most to people.
What kind of alumni support do you get?
Phenomenal. I can't get it. I think we have between 8,000 and 10,000. It keeps web. You know.
Wow.
And they're very generous. They all want to come back. I had a guy the other day on the phone with a good friend of his on a conference call. One wants to give a tennis court. The other wants to give a track.
That's nice.
Oh, okay. I'll take that call.
Yes, please. Hey, well, listen, it's great talking to you. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
And as the festivities and the celebration continues, why don't you let us know?
Certainly will. We'll be on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all those other things the kids keep looking at.
I've heard about them kids. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Father.
Or as Bill Belichick calls it, snap face.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's like, tries to act like he doesn't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.